Under my mask. I'm gonna tell you how to tell if a Latina is Dominican. Are you ready? First, if a Latina speaks a mile a minute, her words mixing together with the thickness of Café Bustelo, she's Dominican. If she spends more time talking in the bodega than she does actually buying anything, she's Dominican. If she goes to the salon only to wash her hair and spends the whole day bochinchando con las comadres, she's Dominican. If she cooks for her family of four and there is enough for the first Thanksgiving, she's Dominican. If she talks and laughs loud enough for you to hear her from down the block, she is Dominican. If her smile fills her face, if she seems to smile with her eyes, she is Dominican. But just because she smiles doesn't mean she is happy. It might be a mask. She could be fighting a secret battle. Her laughs could be a sob she has mastered. Her eyes could be hiding a death of pain no one has bothered to peer into. At night when she lays down to sleep, when she tells her secrets to God, and confesses her sins, her calm demeanor might break down. She might hold herself asking in a moment of weakness, why her? When she tells her friends of her pain, she might hold back the worst bits, like how the pain eats away at her, and how she wonders what would happen if she just disappeared. How she wonders if anyone would care. She might hold back the fact that her loneliness is like a cancer, a spreading disease that is slowly killing her. She might sing about her pain secretly when no one is around, hiding this one bit about herself, singing only to the skies, wondering if the birds are even listening. She might count on her fingers the moments that she felt love, that she might count on her fingers the times that she cried for a man, the times she felt brokenhearted. She will hide all of this because she is Dominican, because she finds herself a husband is drilled into her, because in her world emotions are frowned upon. She is expected to smile, to hide the scars and wash off the blood before anyone can see. Because she is Dominican, she is expected to smile, wash dishes before 7 in the morning, cook the day's food before leaving for work, study hard to find a husband, have her kids before 25. Because she is expected to be strong, but being strong is leaving her exhausted, and her smile is wavering, her shoulders are sagging, and she is reaching for the pills her mother sent her from the campo, so her smile will still shine, her eyes will keep smiling. She is Dominican. And she is wondering as she holds herself at night listening to her husband snoring and her kids sleeping. When the hell should have time to be human?